Blog Talk Radio.
Making my own dreams come true, one happily ever after at a time.
Welcome back to Books with Becky. Today's guest is Christy Nicholas, also known as the Green Dragon, and author of Age of Secrets, Book 8 in the Druid's Brooch series. Hi, Christy, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can. Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
Oh, very good. Kind of becoming more accustomed to the at-home lifestyle.
It is an adjustment. Absolutely.
And where are you located on this big blue marble?
I am in the western part of New York State.
Okay, so you're in my same time zone because I'm down in southeast Pennsylvania.
Yep. I actually used to live right near Bedford, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I know that area. Not very well, but I know the area.
Yep.
That's really nice. Okay, so I know in your bio it says that you're both author and artist.
Yes.
Would you like to talk a little bit about that or just get straight to Book 8, The Age of Secrets?
I'll talk a little bit about what I do. I only got into writing about 8 years ago. I'm actually a full-time accountant. I'm a CPA. So this has been a little bit of a crazy time for me as well because the tax laws are changing daily.
yes, they are.
I've got clients, wondering what's going on, help. But I also create beaded jewelry. I sew tiny seed beads together one by one to make pictures and flowers and all sorts of things. And then
beautiful.
Thank you. I started writing about 8 years ago, as I said, 7 or 8 years ago. I'd always written very extensive trip reports whenever I went traveling. And I had a friend who runs Tear Gear Publishing who suggested I put these trip reports and advice into a travel guide for Ireland, where I've gone 5 times now. And so I did that, and that was the first book we published. And then I did one for Scotland. And then I decided to write the book that I'd always wanted to write. And that is the story of my parents' 30-year search for true love.
Oh.
A novel based on a true story. My parents fell in love, had an affair, and then parted ways. I was the result. And my dad didn't know about me until I found him 30 years later. And
oh my goodness.
Had together again, got married on the Starship Enterprise for the first time, and are living happily ever after. So I had to write that into a novel.
Yes, definitely. And what is the name of that novel?
That is Better to Have Loved, and it's on Amazon. And it is a first novel, so it's got a lot of first novel mistakes, but it is a lovely story. And then I started writing what I really, really wanted to write, which was historical fiction and fantasy. And the 8th novel of my series on that is Age of Secrets, which just came out last month. The 9th one, today I just got the contract back from the publisher saying that the 9th and final book is accepted. So, yay!
Congratulations. That's great news.
Thank you. Now, this series goes kind of backwards in time. The first book is set in 1846 in Ireland. So the second book is 1800, following the great aunt's story from the first book. And then the third book is 1746, following the grandfather of the person in the second book. So it follows a family backwards in time.
Oh, that sounds very unique.
And each one of them holds the Druid's Brooch, which is a magical artifact that gives them a unique magical power. And the purpose of the entire series is to find the origin of the Druid's brooch.
So in
book 8, Age of Secrets, the main character is a young man named Fingon, and he's about 24, 25. He's kind of just living his life on his own, fishing for a living. He has a bit of a speech impediment. He finds it very difficult to speak to people without a severe stutter. But he only got this once his grandmother gave him the brooch. Now, that doesn't sound like much of a magical talent, right?
Right.
But what he did gain is the ability to talk to animals. So he sort of had to pay for his ability to talk to animals by not being able to talk to people much. But the beginning of the book starts with him finding an Irish wolfhound that is kind of half drowned in the river, and he saves him and he becomes his best friend. And they go on a quest. Bran finds a very strange woman in the woods, as you do, who sends them on a quest to find his grandmother. But his grandmother may not exactly be in this world.
Okay, so you said you're fairly new to writing. And I'll be honest, I just looked up It's Better to Have Loved, and that was published 4 years ago.
Yep.
And you just got a contract for your 9th book in the Druids.
Brooch series.
I have such a hard time with, thank you, Brooch series. I don't know why I have such a hard time.
It looks like
with Brooch. Such a simple word. It does. And I know that's not right. So that's at least 10 books, not counting the travel guides, in the last 4 years.
And I've written four other one-off novels.
And 4 other one-off novels, in addition to your day job as an accountant.
Enchanted Swans, which is a retelling of the Children of Lear fairy tale. Call of the Morrigu is what if the Morrigan came into the world in 1798. I've got Time Tourist Outfitters, which is a time travel adventure. And Past Storm and Fire, which is a time slip romance.
Okay. So you're a prolific writer. You clearly travel.
I would say that, yes.
You're a full-time accountant, and this is tax season in one of the weirdest tax seasons in the history of taxation.
Yeah.
And you create jewelry.
I do about 15 art shows a year with that.
So you're going to have to tell me your secret.
I have no filter, and I'm
like, do you directly mainline caffeine?
I do drink coffee, but I only started doing that about 2 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
But my secret is I don't have children, and I married a chef who's also a house husband, so he cleans.
Oh.
I chose well.
Where do you find extras of those?
I had to find him young. We've been married. It'll be 19 years this year.
Wow. Congratulations. I mean, that's just, that in itself is amazing in this day and age. In addition to your parents having such a unique love story, you have a modern day one yourself.
Yep.
So definitely congratulations on that.
Thank you.
I need to ask, for my own purposes, I need to know, why the Green Dragon? Why are you known also as the Green Dragon?
I grew up reading Anne McCaffrey's Dragon Riders of Pern books. And in those books, there are two breeds of female dragons, green and gold. The gold have all the responsibility and the green have all the fun. So
I'd probably end up being a gold dragon.
Yeah, that was too much work.
This coming from a woman that has 1, 2, 3, 4 careers?
Yeah, well. It happens. I've always been somebody who likes getting things done, likes creating things. My mother's an artist. My grandmother's an artist. My great-grandmother was an artist. So I like to create. I grew up doing needlepoint and sculpture and calligraphy and watercolors and things like that as a child, because my grandmother was an art teacher and we lived with her until I was 8.
So it's just bred in you.
Yeah. A very strong maternal tradition of art.
And you're just carrying that tradition on and killing it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a little lacking in motivation on my part.
I will say that the last month, my productivity has been very low. I haven't really been picking up the beading. My wordage output is half what it normally is. And I'm working from home, so it's not like I have any excuses.
I have encountered a similar phenomenon. Like, I don't work out of my home normally. My day job is as a legal professional.
I'm usually in an office all day. Yeah.
I'm in an office all day. And I'm trying to fit in all the rest of my life in the time I have available, nights and weekends. So you would think, having been home for a month now, and I have weeks ahead of me, that I would have banged out a whole bunch of books and done it. And it's just like, today's a win.
Oh,
I got dressed.
I think I've discovered that I work better on a deadline, and I work better with pressure. When the pressure is not there, I feel no need to finish.
I completely understand that. I do. I had actually just said to somebody the other day, I didn't realize how scheduled my life was until I didn't have a schedule. And
but
I don't like it.
<total adults. laughs>
It does not matter that I'm in my 40s. I require a structured day.
Yeah.
In order to be productive.
Exactly.
But I think as productive as you've been, you're more than due to take a little me time.
Well, you know what's funny is,
put your feet up, read a book.
Even when I go on vacation, I schedule a lot because I want to go and see and do all the things. You know, I've traveled 3,000 miles to Ireland. I want to see all the stone circles I can.
Well, that makes sense. That does. But then Ireland's also on my bucket list.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was supposed to be on my 6th trip on May 9th. That's not going to happen.
Oh, no. I have family that lives there. And, one of my brothers married a woman that was born and bred in Ireland and had dual citizenship. And a couple of years ago, them and their small daughter moved permanently back over to Ireland. But their entire country, they just heard not that long ago that they're going to be in complete lockdown until at least May 5th.
Yep.
So, yeah,
like
I think.
At least in the smaller towns in Ireland, they are much more, everything's locally sourced. You know, you get your milk and your cheese and your bread from a neighbor who sells it at the shop.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, much more than we do here. Though I'm sure there are places here in America that do that as well. Just not where I live.
I'm in Philadelphia. Forget about it.
It's a little better here. We do have a farmer's market, but not right now.
Okay, so we have less than a minute. So I want to take a chance really quick, because it tends to just cut off when our time's up. Thank you for a lovely conversation that went way too fast. And reminding everybody to please check out Christy everywhere. There are links to her personal website as well as her author page at Tiergar Publishing in the episode information. So you can find her on social media and on the internet. And I just want to, again, thank you so much for coming on today. And congratulations on your contract.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day and stay safe and healthy.
Oh, you too.
Thank you.
Love up.
Bye-bye.
Bye.